Terry is joining me on the IoT Show today to show us a new feature that is about running IoT Edge modules that have been designed for Linux on a Windows IoT machine. So that's today on the IoT Show with Terry. Hi, everyone. Thanks for watching the IoT Show today. I'm Olivier, your host, and we'll discuss with Terry Warwick from the Windows IoT team about running Linux-based IoT Edge modules on Windows IoT. Hey, Terry, how are you?
Good morning, Olivier. How are you doing?
Fantastic. So you, Terry, already came to the IoT Show, but before we jump into our topic, how about you introduce yourself real quick? What are you doing at Microsoft?
Yeah, Olivier, I'm a senior program manager on the Windows IoT team. My role at Microsoft is kind of an interaction between Windows IoT and Azure IoT. So we're bringing Azure IoT connectivity into the Windows environment.
Nice. So why are you here today? What's the news? What are the updates?
Now, we've come a long way since our earlier conversation, Olivier. Today, I'm here to announce the availability of our public preview of Azure IoT Edge for Linux on Windows, also known as eFlow.
Great, Terry. So running Linux developed modules developed for Linux machines, running them on Windows IoT, that's the news. What's the goal? Why would I want to do that? Why our developers should care about it?
Right. So the ecosystem has really had a lot of traction with Linux modules in the Azure marketplace. And that's really where the momentum is. So what we're trying to do here is enable our customers to leverage those modules that are in the Azure marketplace.
Nice. So leveraging existing pre-available modules, and I guess like the industry is also about, because like reminders that IoT Edge is about Docker containers, right? And so like modules basically are Docker containers, and there's a slew of Linux based containers out there that could be used in the context of IoT Edge, right? We have plenty in the marketplace already. Actually, some of them only support Linux, some have various versions. So
exactly,
you said it's So how do we enable that? How does that work?
So I've got a slide for you to explain that, Olivier. What we've done, what you may not know, is we have had a Linux kernel for quite some time at Microsoft. But what you might not know is we've just recently released a first-party distribution of Linux called CBL Mariner Linux. We've built a Linux virtual machine on top of Windows. It's curated to run Azure IoT Edge. As you can see here in the diagram, we've got the Azure IoT Edge sitting on top of this curated Linux space, able to run any custom modules that you get from the store or your own custom solution that you build from scratch.
Nice. And we'll talk about some of these elements in the various parts here during the demo. But before we jump into the demo, I have a question for you, Terry. Why would I want to do that? Why not just like plainly running Linux on my IoT Edge gateway as the host OS and you know, not having to go through that hoops of having a virtual machine and so on. So what's the interest of keeping Windows there?
Yeah, what that means, Olivier, is our customers have to choose between running either Windows or Linux, or it requires a second device in the enterprise to host the Linux environments. These IT administrators may not have skills to operate both platforms, or the enterprise may have a large investment in management of one versus the other. So we're focusing mostly on those enterprises and those solutions that have a vast investment in Windows architecture, Windows devices, Windows management, and Windows knowledge to really bring the best of both worlds together into a hybrid environment in a way that does not require the enterprise to set up a new control plane to manage a Linux environment. So we really want it to be more of a Windows feel, Windows feature, but we're actually running Linux code.
Yeah, no, that's interesting, because Actually, IoT Edge brings that new paradigm, which is it's not really an embedded device. It's not really a regular enterprise PC, but because it's running a full-blown OS, it has to be managed in your infrastructure, in your enterprise, and leveraging existing tools and the skill sets of the IT pros out there, which is mostly about managing Windows machines.
Yep.
Then you get actually to integrate securely these IT Edge boxes into your business applications seamlessly. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's nothing against the environments that are Linux hosting, you know, and have the skill set for Linux. But we're also dealing with enterprise customers that are, you know, more adept in managing and working with Windows and introducing another operating system to their environment can be very, very problematic. A huge cost to them in terms of infrastructure and building the knowledge within their IT department.
Nice. Well, it's time for the demo. You need to show me, you know, how it's done. How you, do you enable eFlow on your machine and start running Linux containers on Windows?
Yeah, exactly. Let me pull up the demo just a second.
Yep.
Okay, Olivia, so I'm on my Windows machine now, and I'm going to launch a tool that we call this Windows Admin Center. And this is a tool that's built by our server team. It is intended to be able to remotely manage servers, virtual machines, or Windows PCs. And we have built an extension to allow us to manage Azure IoT Edge on Windows. So what I want to show you first is if I click on add here, you can see that I've got these tools, but I don't have Azure IoT Edge. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go into settings, extensions, and I'm going to add an extension that we have available that allows us to deploy Azure IoT Edge using Windows Admin Center. So I'm going to select this extension and install it. And it'll restart Windows Admin Center. And first of all, you'll see that the installed extension here is Azure IoT Edge. I'm going to go back to the home screen of Azure IoT Edge, and I want to call attention to these two devices. I'm running from Windows Admin Center on this device, on the local host, and I'm going to install Azure IoT Edge for Linux on Windows to a remote device, this NUC device that I have also configured. Connected to this instance of Windows Admin Center. So if I click add now, you see that we've added this extension to for Azure IoT Edge, and I'm going to create new. Create new allows me to create a new deployment of Azure IoT Edge on Windows. So this is just the welcome screen of our wizard. I'm going to click on next, go through this. We've got the license agreement. Select next. I'm going to enable optional data. This is helpful for us, allows us to monitor the system health of the of this solution. So now I'm going to click next to deploy. The first thing here, you see the two devices that I showed you on the previous screen, the SLGO and the NUC. I could choose to deploy to the SLGO, which is my local host, or I could choose to deploy to a NUC. So what I'm going to do here is click on this, the NUC to evaluate if it is meets the requirements to deploy.
Terry, let me ask you that. So what are these requirements? What is required in terms of hardware for allowing to run IoT Edge on Linux, for Linux on that Windows box?
Yeah, so the first thing that we need is 2 gigabytes of RAM available free on the system to deploy the virtual machine. We need about 10 GB of disk space. We don't use all of that, but we need buffer for servicing and stuff like that. So we just need to have some disk space free. And then also we're checking to see if we have an install that's already on the device. So we're not going to deploy 2 installations to that device. We need a clean device installed to, we're only running 1 virtual machine on this device. Okay. So right now I'm entering the credentials for that device, and then it'll continue evaluating because it hasn't had access to that until I provide the credentials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can see here that this device is supported. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and click next to deploy to that device. These are just the configuration options for the virtual machine. I'm going to accept the defaults here for this deployment. And now you can see it's going to start downloading the MSI and virtual machine. This is going to take about 3 minutes to deploy. So, Olivier, are there any other questions that I can
Yes. Yeah, actually, a couple, one is around, is more of a remark, is that you are actually comfortably sitting in your chair, like, and deploying on a remote Windows machine. So you didn't have to send someone manually log in, or even like remotely log in into the machine and go and install things. You know, you would have to do that very often on Linux boxes with SSH and scripts and so on. Here, because you have the Windows Admin Center tool, you can do that remotely as an IT pro and not have to provide credentials to an individual to go do that.
Right, and you know, this is using a Windows UI, so anyone familiar with Windows and the Windows experiences, it makes it super easy for them to deploy Azure IoT Edge. A few clicks here, and it'll download, set it up for you. So you're absolutely right. I'm deploying to a remote device. I could deploy to a local device if I wanted to, but we really think that the ability to deploy to and manage a remote device is super important for the IT administrator.
Agree. And then in the same vein, you're managing your machines. At some point, you're going to have to deploy updates. You're going to have to apply security patches and things like that. And so you have the host on one side, but then you have now this, you know, Linux the IoT Edge for Linux, engine that is running in that VHD. But how does it work for the updates?
Yeah, so this is another thing that we're doing for those Windows houses, the IT administrators that are familiar with Windows or may have a large investment in management. We actually are servicing the Linux environment and Azure IoT Edge through Microsoft Update, which is an extension to Windows Update. So when the system checks for updates available, it sees an update for eFlow, it'll download it to the Windows device, and then we inject that into the virtual machine. The beauty of this is it allows those administrators that have an investment in managing Windows systems already, it plugs right directly into that so they can gate these updates and apply them when it's appropriate for their business.
Nice. And I would assume because it's a CBL Mariner virtual machine that if there are updates to that OS as well, we can actually update the VHD.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. We own this solution end to end, the entire Linux stack that is inside this virtual machine, as well as Azure IoT Edge. So we're going to update the whole thing.
Peace of mind that we have. We kind of have like decades of experience in managing PCs and security on this kind of system. So, well, I think it's actually finished, right?
Yes, it says it's finished. So let's click next and connect it to our hub. So at this stage, what I'm going to do is launch my IoT hub and go get a connection string. And we're just going to use manual provisioning and add this connection string into our wizard.
Okay.
So here is the NUC that I'm deploying to. This is my device specification in the cloud. I'm going to select the primary connection string. We'll copy it. And then I'm going to switch back to Windows Admin Center and we'll paste it right here into our wizard. We'll provision this and this should connect to the cloud and allow me to, so you can see here, provisioning succeeded. Press nice. Finish to exit and complete the wizard. So I'm going to finish this. And now you can see that we have an IoT Edge device, this NUC. So I've got a duplicate device here, which is this allows me to manage the NUC, the Windows portion of the device. Mm-hmm. And then I've got a special connection here that allows me to manage the NUC. And I'm going to click on this and show you the interface that we have inside of this. So we're starting to add tools to this. So when we launch the public preview, you've only got two tools, but I've got a dashboard here that shows me the amount of memory that's available inside of the VM, the storage that's available, the number of processors that we're allocating to the VM, And here down below, you can see that it's already deployed the modules to this VM and Azure IoT Edge status. So we've got everything here up and running. Mm-hmm. It's running in the background on that remote device. And I can even go to a command shell, this little SSH into that virtual machine remotely. And I can do a sudo IoT Edge list. And this is the familiar interface that our Linux customers use. So anything that you have to do through a Linux environment is still there. We'll build out tools over time to give you a little bit more of a Windows experience. Mm-hmm. But this is what we're starting with.
Yeah, and then by the way, security again, you were able through the tool to get access to the Linux part of that system, but that's not something that the box is as wide open, right? It's not like you could just go and have like ports open and whatnot on that Nuke box. It's all locked down, but because you have the Windows Admin Center, I would say tunnel into the VHE, now you're able to interact as if it were yet another Linux box running IoT Edge on the network.
Yeah, exactly. So, on the NUC, you saw me give the credentials to get access to that. Those are the administrator credentials for that NUC. And if I was on that device, that's all I would need to access a virtual machine. But what we have is we're using, we've got private keys that are created for the SSH experience. Mm-hmm. And those are provided into the Windows Admin Center plugin per the credentials that I gave them for the as being the administrator on the hardware.
Yep.
On the device.
And so now you're in a known environment for developers who are familiar with Azure IoT Edge, which is now you can go to the portal, you can play around with your Edge device, deploy modules, you can use APIs for that, you can use IoT Central as well. Like you can definitely use the usual Azure IoT tooling in order to now work with that IoT Edge device, right?
Exactly. In the same command lines that you use, if you are a Linux knowledgeable in Linux, the same command lines that you use to manage Azure IoT Edge for Linux mm-hmm. on a Linux hardware, you can use right here as well.
Nice, love it. Good. So you wanna try and deploy a module on this box?
So I've already got a module on here.
Okay.
We'll run this again. And it downloaded. Got the simulated temperature sensor automatically coming down. This was defined in my Azure IoT Hub for where I picked that the connection string.
Nice.
That device was already defined.
Nice. Nice, Terry. Actually, it was a very fast demo at the end of the day, because like in a matter of minutes, we're able to set up a Windows box to run the new IoT Edge for Linux support. And run an IoT Edge runtime and run modules that are being actually designed for Linux machines. So pretty straightforward. I love that.
It was super fast, and there's really no way that you're going to be able to deploy a Linux virtual machine, install Azure IoT Edge and Mobi, and get everything up and running in under 5 minutes that we just did.
Yep. It was all live. So we just put a link just below you. Right there, that is pointing you to what? Is that a blog post?
Yeah, so this is actually a call to action to the public preview. So this link will go directly to documentation available in Microsoft.docs.
Okay.
And provide information about Azure IoT Edge for Linux on Windows and how you actually obtain all these bits and try it yourself.
Nice. Well, so you know what you have to do? Go to aka.ms/AzIoTEdge for Linux on Windows. That's the shortcut down here. Terry, thanks a lot for joining us here. I look forward to have you back on the IoT show for more news around what's going on in the Windows IoT world and how we are enabling our customers with this kind of hybrid solutions.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Olivier.
See you soon. Have a good day, everyone. Bye.
Bye.